This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and if, much like me, you found your doorstep pile up with many deliveries over the past half a year, you're not alone. According to the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, total domestic shipments for parcels and documents rose to 61 million for the first quarter of this year, while total shipments for the second quarter of 2020 were estimated at almost 100 million. But instead of seeing a mountain of cardboard, perhaps having your own locker where your parcels get delivered is a more attractive idea. So on the line, I've got Aaron Mark Pius, Director of Parcel 365, to discuss just that.
Hi, Kristen. Thank you. Thank you, VFM, for this interview. My name is Aaron Mark Pius. I'm the director for Parcel 365. And what we are doing right now is that we produce lockers and smart locker for the purposes of delivery, drop-off, and collections of your parcels. So it's a smart locker operate through apps, mobile apps. So you can actually collect your parcel or deliver your parcel even, or even drop off your parcel if you are an online seller easily without having to queue up at the post office. So it's a smart locker. So that's what we are doing.
Interesting. And could you tell me a little bit about how the app and the smart locker works?
So basically, I'm very sure that some of listeners right now that's listening to us right now, you probably have experience of using the locker before, and definitely you will have downloaded the apps. For the past 2-3 weeks, we have been constantly upgrading the apps, and you will be able to see more and more features in the apps. But anyway, if you look at Parcel 365, you can download it, available in iOS and Android. Parcel 365, so you can see the most basic one would be the four main basic functions, yeah, which is the first one would be delivery, the second one will be drop off, the third one will be locker, and the fourth one, of course, the collection. So these are the four main pillars for the usage of the smart locker. A very simple one will be that the first one, I mean, the delivery is that you can actually deliver your parcel or anything you want to deliver. And then through that apps, you can choose whether you want to use company A, company B, company C, or whatsoever. Okay. And right now we have a few of them in our apps. And then you can actually make payment through our apps as well. And then you can reload and you can make payment in our apps through the apps. That is basically how delivery works. So you just have to put your parcel in the smart locker. Just put it there and then we will set it up for you.
Right. Yeah. So essentially, what you're telling me is that through the app, right, you've got your four services, as you mentioned, delivery, locker, drop-off, and collection. And so what your customers can do is basically they choose, a locker that is near to them or that is convenient for them to go to. And from there, you know, what the locker can be used for varies depending on what the customer has specified on the app. Is that right?
Exactly. So the first one would be delivery. The second one would be drop off. So a lot of people actually get confused, you see. They say, why do we have delivery? And then at the same time, we also have drop off. What's the difference between delivery, parcel delivery, and parcel drop off? Yeah.
Right.
So we have both of these functions. So parcel delivery is where any anonymous, if they want to send something, they can actually go to the locker and they choose parcel delivery. They can key in all the details there. Anyone, you want to send your documents, you want to send your parcel, as long as you get it wrapped, you know, you get it, pack it well, that's fine. For parcel drop-off, we made it specifically for the online seller. You know, people in online seller, I'm sure some of you, that's listening right now, you have experience selling in e-commerce market.
Right.
For example, like Shopee or Lazada, it's the main one in Malaysia. Yeah. The two, I would say, if you mentioned about them, then people would actually have experience of buying from them before through this particular platform. So if you are a seller, so basically we made it easier for you. You will just print out the label from your, usually that's what online seller will have. So you will just have to stick the label on your parcel, and then you will have to just go to the nearest machine, scan. We have a scan the barcode, because our machine is actually equipped with this barcode scanner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you just have to scan it, and then the drop-off compartment will open itself, and then you just put your parcel and close it. That's it.
Right. You know? So you're basically helping e-commerce sellers to facilitate sort of the fulfillment aspect, right?
Exactly. Mm, yes.
Okay. Now, I do want to ask a little bit about where your lockers are located. I mean, do you only have your lockers located in housing or suburban areas? Or, you know, talk to me about where you've decided to put these lockers.
Well, this is my favorite questions, actually. Thank you, Christine, for asking this. Anyway, right now, most of our lockers are actually in the high-rise buildings, apartments, condominiums around KL. Yeah. So we have about 81 locations and still increasing. Yeah. We have received a lot of query asking about the possibilities of placing these lockers in their residences. And then we have deployed 101 lockers as of today. And this number will be increasing. And I foresee that will be another 2 weeks, we will increase more and more lockers. So right now, our target is a high-rise building. We do actually have one or two places for commercial buildings. Our goal is not only to stop at high-rise buildings and condominiums. We do believe that we actually can use the same technology to benefit an urban area or rural area. So what happened is that Parcel 365 actually struck the partnerships with one of the local company in Sabah. In Sabah. And the exact place is Penampang. And then in that place where we plan to deploy lockers around the kampung, around the villages in the Penampang, and hopefully the whole of Sabah. Because the problem with Sabah, Penampang, on some of the small places, is that we don't really have a full address. So it makes very difficult for the villagers to actually receive their parcel. All often than not, the parcel will not be delivered to them. It is the villagers will have to go out and collect their parcel in the nearest point, which they have to come out from their place.
Right.
So with these lockers, we believe that if it works in high-rise buildings, we see that it also works in urban area, in rural area.
So you're sort of trying to solve the question of accessibility and convenience when it comes to, I guess, the more rural areas, like you mentioned with your example in Sabah, to sort of, I guess, address the unaddressed, right?
Exactly. We want to address it, and we felt that the technology should not only benefit the peoples in living in the city, but it should also benefit the peoples living in the urban area,
right,
in Sabah.
Can you tell me a bit about why specifically high-rise condominiums and apartments have been the starting point for Parcel 365?
There's a lot of instances where, of course, for the very first time, we feel that this is a high-rise building is much a proper place to put at the first time. Mm-hmm. It's because, number one of the problem is that some of the condominium management, they does not want to collect the parcel on behalf of the residents anymore, because it involves liability. Yeah, we have involves liability, safety, and whatsoever not. And then some of the managements have told us that it is much better if the residents themselves can actually come to collect themselves when the place when the parcel arrive. But still, the problem is, some of them are not at home during daytime, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are working, and some of them actually works up to 8 to 9 p.m. So some of them are living alone. So when the parcel reached them and called them, and then, so Mr. A, your parcel is here. Can you come down and take it from me? You know, then the Mr. A will say, I'm so sorry. Can you just drop it in the guardhouse or somewhere? Because I'm working. I couldn't come and pick up from you. Can you do that? So some management can accept that arrangement, but some can't.
And then that's where you come in.
Yes, that's what we offer that solution to them and say that, management, you don't have to worry about it. Let us solve your problems.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a short break for some messages right now, but after this, I will continue speaking to Aaron Mark Pius, director of Parcel 365, about how they've been performing during the MCO. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Because friends matter. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Aaron Mark Pius, director of Parcel 365. So essentially, they have these smart lockers that they've set up in many locations, primarily high-rise buildings like condominiums and apartments at the moment, but with goals, of course, to expand in the future. And before the break, we were talking about how Parcel 365 works, what are the four services that they offer, which include delivery, drop-off, the lockers themselves, and parcel collection. But now I do want to ask you a little bit about where you get your revenue from. So from what I seem to understand about this, there is, of course, the, I guess, the B2C element in terms of, you know, you have people who download the app and then they use that and I assume pay a fee, right, for using those four services. So can you start there and tell me about the pricing element in that?
Okay, the pricing elements varies depending on what kind of services they choose. Yeah. So, I mean, easier, I will put it this way. Let's say, for example, they want to use the service of locker service.
Mm-hmm.
So the locker service would be the third one, which I did manage to talk about it. We talk about parcel delivery, parcel drop off, and the third one would be locker. So as for locker, that'd be easier. Okay. Let's say, for example, the residents, they want to deliver something to somebody, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of waiting that somebody at ground floor, they will just have to put it in the locker. So they just have to book the locker. So each of the booking will cost about 1.50 ringgit per locker, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Per compartment, I would say. It would be so confusing to say per locker.
Right.
So per compartment.
Mm-hmm.
So if I book the locker, I will have the number, yeah? I will have the number. So I'll key in the number, I put my things there, or I put that particular thing and then I just close it. And then I have another number which I will give it to that person that's supposed to collect the thing. So in this transaction alone, our charge will be 1.50 ringgit.
Mm.
Yeah. So okay. Each time they use it will be 1.50 ringgit. So if it's going to be drop off or delivery, that will be very much depending on the types of or the company.
Mm-hmm.
The courier companies that they choose. So if they choose courier company A, the pricing will be like this. If you choose courier B,
right.
But it really depends. It's just not really so, it's not standardized at that juncture.
Primarily, you're facilitating like that kind of platform for someone to choose from a variety of courier services.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's sort of the B2C element in terms of, you know, that's how an average layperson would use your service. But there is also obviously the lockers themselves and the investment that a building needs to put into it to install it and to have it in their location, right? So tell me a bit about that element and what the pricing in that sense is like.
Okay. As of now, we are running a campaign as well. So for each locker, okay, it will cost about 17,500. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Inclusive. We do have deposit, security deposits, deposits on the telco and etc. So we already have that. Usually we'll just give them the list of it to our intended buyer. Okay.
Right.
So they can invest, they can co-invest. I mean, there's not necessarily be one person buying it. We do have occasion. We do have a case where 4 to 5 residences bought it together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, at the price of 17,500. And there is another one, which is extension locker, we call it. Yeah. Let's say, for example, there are places, right? It is not enough to only equip with one locker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are too many of them. It's a high rise building. Yeah. Not enough. It's not even enough. So we only have about 15 compartments. Yeah. Not even enough. So they want to extend it. Yes, it's possible at the price of around 9,000.
I see. Yeah? So how does that compare to maybe, you know, other locker services or smart locker services, in terms of average market price?
I believe ours are quite competitive. Yeah, we are offering a cheapest price as of now. What I would like to highlight is that our locker is a Malaysian boleh locker, I would say. You know why? Because we entertain all types of parcels, no matter whichever courier services you are from.
Right. So also, you know, in terms of like the compartment sizes as well, I would imagine are varied to accommodate different levels of packages or parcels, right?
Correct. Yes. And also different from different types of courier companies as well. If you're from this courier company also, we can accommodate all, not necessarily only one types of courier services. Yes.
Okay. And obviously, you know, throughout this MCO period, there's been a very big focus on, you know, cleanliness and hygiene. And with your lockers, you know, it requires several people to touch the same locker, right? So tell me a little bit about some of your sanitization practices that have come across throughout the MCO.
Yeah, we do sanitize the locker from time to time. Standard, of course, we have to use not only water, but some of the sanitizing materials from time to time. As of now, yes. Due to the rising of the cases, I guess we would have to do it more often, I would say.
And do you encourage, you know, on the app or something like that, like to continue to wipe down the lockers? And is there contactless, like a focus on contactless payment, for example?
Yeah, of course. We do support that. And our apps, we can actually pay the locker, the services, I would say, contactless, cashless, totally. You can actually reload because we are going by a point system right now. So you can actually reload, like you can reload 20 or 30 ringgit or 50 ringgit, and then you will have that sum of money in the apps, and then you can use it to pay for the services in the locker itself. You can reload it by using Touch and Go, online payment, Maybank to you, and many more as in our system. Yes.
Okay, interesting.
So very convenient. Yeah.
Right. And just before we start to wrap up, Parcels 365 was also one of the finalists in the Alliance Bank Bismart Challenge. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, it was very unfortunate that, to be exact, right, we had our 4 days classes, yeah, together with Alliance Bank and also EcoWorld. This is a competitions that will help Alliance Bills. Mm-hmm. We had 4 days, and it was really an awesome, I would say, an awesome experience. You get to know like-minded people. You get to sit with different types of entrepreneurs and then exchanging some ideas. And it's really a great session. And then we were actually ready to go for the presentation. But 7 days, I think 6-7 days before that, the MCO was announced. Yeah. So, yeah, it's really unfortunate. We had finished our classes, but it was one of the best experience thing. I mean, for that 4 days. And then we do learn a lot of things. That's very important. I want to mention that we do learn a lot of things. Mm. A lot of those classes are quite similar to other classes, I would say. Yeah. But I also want to mention that they do also call this someone who are expert in the industry. So when they share to us, right, they share quite extensively. And then there's a lot of queries in our head they are able to answer, I would say, because they are very experienced. They already know, like one of the occasion I asked one of the facilitator, and then they, before I even asked, they already asked me that, is it because you have gone through this, and this? It means they already know that this is the kind of journey that I went through. And then they already know that what will you go through next will be this one. So be careful, like that kind of thing.
Nice.
So, It's a great experience, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, well, I have a final question for you, Aaron, and that is, what do you see for Parcel 365's future?
Well, e-commerce is rising. Amounts of parcel delivering in and out are increasing. During the MCO itself, our lockers has become a hot topic because during MCO, nobody can actually go out and buy food. And then some of them have actually used our locker services to drop the food over there, some of it, but we don't really encourage it because, you know, because our lockers are, the material is not yet suitable. But I was talking about parcel, yes, it's quite almost a full use. Looking at the current trend right now, the amount of parcel in and out, and the increase of the awareness on e-commerce, we are at the right track to deploy the locker, and this is the right technology right now. because it is the waiting time and also your convenience from dropping parcel and all that. So the future is that, number one, we don't only see that it will benefit high-rise buildings, we also see that it will also benefit urban area and suburban area. And right now, we are in talk with several parties which are going to expand our services, not only in KL and Klang Valley, but also in other states of Malaysia. For example, Johor, Penang, and Sabah, Sarawak, and Labuan.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron, for speaking to me today. That was Aaron Mark Pius, director of Parcel 365. If you've missed any of today's interview, you can download the BFM app available on the Apple App Store and Google Play to catch up on the podcast, as well as go to bfm.my/podcast. You can also catch us on Spotify as well. I'm Christine Wong. You have been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.